Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Tuesday edition. Here we go. And welcome to the Tuesday edition of Q&A. We are going to talk about one of my all-time favorite musical productions today. It's coming soon to the Prescott Elks Theater. It is Mamma Mia, and a couple of our old friends will be in the studio to talk about their roles in that great stage musical. Then at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk about a far more serious topic. It's about finding homes for the homeless and helping to alleviate homelessness in the Quad Cities. As we chat with Jessie Henn, she is the executive director of the Coalition for Compassion and Justice. She is working with Jim Gunby from Dorn Homes for this joint project. So, kind of a little change of pace there, a little difference in topic, but very, very meaningful either way. So first half, a lot of fun. Second half, very, very entertaining and informative for the community. Hey, tonight's Tuesday Night Classic. Boy, it's a good one. At the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley and the Harkins 6 in Sedona. Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade featuring River Phoenix. Remember him as the young Indiana Jones? Harrison Ford, of course, as the so-called current state of Mr. Jones. And Sean Connery as Harrison Ford's father. Lots of action, lots of laughs, fully entertaining. Starting at 7 o'clock. And only $5 at the Harkins 14 in PV and the Harkins 6 in Sedona. Also debuting tonight, couple days early actually, at the Harkins in PV is the Angry Birds Movie 2. They're jumping the gun by a couple of days. Other new movies opening Thursday and Friday here include Good Boys. You'll hear my review on that one, and you won't like it. Also, 47 Meters Down, Uncaged, which is, okay, essentially a waterlogged version of The Descent, as several young women plunge to the watery depths of a buried city, only to be trapped in the lair of man-eating sharks while their tanks are running out of water. That movie stars the daughters of Sylvester Stallone and Jamie Foxx, so don't look for it at Oscar time. So, coming up, by the way, speaking of sharks, and we're mentioning, of course, the movie 47 Meters Down tomorrow night at the Prescott Elks Theater. It will be the classic Jaws at 7 o'clock on the big screen, just the way it was meant to be seen. Stay tuned because we've got Lexi and Ash, or Tammy and Lexi Niekamp coming in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live at kqna.com.
When was the last time you took the trail out past where the blacktop ends? And then out past where the trail ends? Where it's just crickets, critters, and a warm summer night. No cell phones out here. Kind of nice, actually. This is what you get to do with the 2019 Subaru Outback. You get to go to the places that let you reconnect with yourself, your family, and friends. During the Subaru A Lot to Love event, lease a new 2019 Subaru Outback 2.5i Premium with navigation and sunroof for as low as $299 per month. Findlay Subaru Prescott will also donate a portion of each sale to the Launchpad Teen Center in Prescott. Findlay Subaru Prescott and FindlaySubaruPrescott.com, where you can buy a Subaru or get stuck in something else. Doing our part every day to give back to the community and make the world a better place. On approved credit, stock number S41855. Lease for 36 months with $2,800 down, 10,000 miles per year. Plus tax, title, license, and $495 dock fees.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Load up the RV and hit the open road.
to the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Recce Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Gardening in the mountains can be challenging. For local tips and tricks, tune into The Mountain Gardener with Ken Lane.
This week we are covering bugs. The insects have taken over. Huge green caterpillars, swarms, black beetles. We're covering all the details of how to keep the bugs out of your garden and your home. You'll be an insect pro after this week's show.
The Mountain Gardener, three times every weekend, every Saturday and Sunday at 8 in the mornings, and again at 11 on Saturdays, on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:07. It's always fun to have a friend in the house, two of them today, in fact. We have Tammy Niekamp, who is putting on a wonderful production coming up in the last week of this month at the Prescott Elks Theater. Who's this gorgeous lady to your right, Tammy?
That happens to be my daughter, Lexi Niekamp.
Lexi's been on the show several times, of course. You become quite a force to reckon with in this area when it comes to entertainment. So tell us about the putting on Mamma Mia at the Prescott Elks Theater.
So we decided to take advantage of putting on Mamma Mia when we saw that it was available and not touring anymore. And it has been a huge success. We have sold quite a few tickets, and we are blessed to have such a talented cast. And our, not because she's my daughter, but our choreography is really, really good. It's mostly singing and dancing. There's lines here and there, but the dancing is really, really good.
You know, if I remember my drama training correctly, if most of a dialogue is actual song lyrics, it becomes essentially a libretto. Is that correct? Do I have the right terminology
yes,
there?
That's correct.
Yeah. And, you know, Mamma Mia was such a fun show, and I've seen it both on stage, on the movie theater, and, of course, in the 1970s, I couldn't admit to people that I was a big ABBA fan, but I still am, always have been. It's become such a part, you know, it's become an icon almost, hasn't it?
It really is, yeah. Everybody kind of knows the music. You know, you'll go somewhere and you'll hear it in the background and be like, oh, I know that song. You'll start singing it and humming
it's so
it.
Happy, yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
It's very upbeat.
Yeah.
Good music.
So, Lexi, tell me about what your role is in Mamma Mia. And I know you're choreographing it, correct?
Yes, that's
Are you
correct.
Also on stage during the show?
Yes, I am.
And
so
who is your character?
I play Lisa. I'm one of Sophie's best friends.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. And it's been so awesome to be able to play a supporting role simply because, like, the amount of things that I've learned in a supporting role to help with the leads role literally, like, means so much. Like, it really is a great reminder that there is no small role in
That's
any
true.
Show whatsoever.
And you really have to have kind of a foxhole mentality. Have everyone's back, don't you?
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Yeah, indeed you do. Tammy, I bet you didn't know this. Now, I'm giving my age away doing this, but did you know that Mamma Mia, the plot of it, for what it is, the three fathers who might be the father of the daughter and stuff, who go to, is it Greece? Well, there was a movie in 1969 called Buona Sera, Mrs. Campbell, starring Gina Lola Brigida, Phil Silvers, I think Dean Martin, I can't think who the third guy was, but these three men all had an affair with this woman, this Italian woman, during World War II. And she sends them letters saying, you want to see your daughter? It's all three men.
Oh,
and they all show up. It's a comedy, fortunately. Mm-hmm. But doesn't that kind of sound familiar? Just
right.
a little bit. Yeah.
It does. I never heard of that before.
Yeah, it's called Bona Sarah and Mrs. Campbell. Pretty funny movie, if I recall. Yeah, but this whole show is so much fun, though. So Lexi, tell me about some of the preparation you have to do, starting with the auditions, because you're auditioning the dancers and singers, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
What are you looking for?
So, honestly, I'm looking for people to have fun. That's a huge thing, because if you can't have fun while doing it, then there's just no point to be part of community theater, because community theater is all about forming a community within each show that you do. So I think that's one thing that... It has nothing to do with, like, the confidence of what you just learned when you're dancing at auditions, because auditions are nerve-wracking. Like, no matter what, still to this day, like, I'm so many, like, musicals deep in it, but, like, I still get nervous for auditions.
Sure.
Because it's all just in that hour what you're trying to showcase your entire life in just 1 hour, and it's just really hard. So I know personally, being on both sides, I think that helps a lot. Being able to have auditioned as well as being the choreographer too helps me kind of give them that reassurance that it's okay to mess up and it's okay to trip at auditions.
Because it does happen, doesn't
it? Right, yeah, we're only human.
That's right. And, you know, you talk about your whole life in that 1 hour during the audition. All of a sudden I'm thinking of a chorus line. Oh, have you ever been a part of the play A Chorus Line?
No.
If you've ever seen it, you get a chance to see it on videotape. It is a staggering movie about a dance troupe on Broadway that starts out, I believe, 48 people. They got to winnow it down to 8.
Oh, wow.
And for each one of them, they're putting their whole lives out there on stage. Oh,
that's pageantry. Yeah.
During the last act, when the 8 left come out in full costume, and that music starts, dun, 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 dun. I just lose it every time. Because it's all about, you know all about how much rejection there is, even at the local level sometimes, but especially trying to make it in showbiz, 99% never make it.
Right.
And it is such a tough road to hoe. And, you know, this play, of course, too, you're having a lot of fun on stage, but... You know, with the fun aspect of it, you know, which one's the real father, things like this. And all those great ABBA songs. I mean, everybody knows those songs, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Being able to, like, sing along and actually be involved and enveloped in the experience is amazing. I remember that a director that I've had in the past, they told me that you rehearse with every single aspect of your show except one missing component, and that's your audience.
Oh, and you never
get a rehearsal with that one last character.
That's right.
And so no matter what happens, like, it's live. And so you have to be always aware that it's live theater and things happen and your audiences happen, and whether or not your audience is very receptive or not so receptive, like, you have to just keep rolling with it and giving the amount of energy that you expect to come back to you.
And not only that, but a tough part of the rehearsals and the auditions is with the audience not being there, that brings down the adrenaline just a little bit, doesn't it?
Just a tad, yeah, 100%. It's a motivator. It's a huge motivator, especially when people laugh or if they, like, hoot and holler or they start singing with you, then everyone's like, oh, okay, like, then we feed off that energy. But if that energy, like, even during rehearsals sometimes, like, we have long nights of rehearsals. Like, some of our rehearsals go 2.5 hours, and we have, like, all different ages. And so all of us coming together to do that, it's, like, absolutely awesome that we are all taking time out of our lives to do that. But it is hard sometimes because we're tested, for sure. Yeah. At rehearsals.
Lexi, when you're on stage and you're either singing or dancing, are you making eye contact with anyone in the audience?
So that's a great question. It really depends on my show. Simply because some shows I just can't look at the audience. There's just some that I cannot make eye contact, but I always find one person.
Yeah,
and it has to be someone I don't know.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to sell the show to someone that I have never met before. I'm trying to sell them my character. If it is someone I do know, it just kind of takes me out of character
that,
more.
I was just
because
say,
I do
want to
act like myself when I'm
staring
at someone in the audience that knows me.
And if you're looking at a stranger, you're waiting to see the head bob or maybe see the toe tap or something like that to know they're into
that
it, right?
That fulfillment, yeah.
There you are. And Tammy, I remember another great musical about the dancing profession. All that jazz about Bob Fosse and Gwen Verdon and every. Oh, my goodness.
That's
gracious.
A great one.
I remember, I think it was in that movie where Fosse may have said, if you, and I've bounced this off of Lexi before, see if you agree, if you miss one day of rehearsals, your choreographer knows it. If you miss 2 days, your fellow dancers know it. If you miss 3 days, the audience knows it, and bye-bye.
I love that.
Isn't that pretty much true?
So true. It is. And people will say, oh, I might not be able to make it, or and it's like, well, it's to your benefit. And, you know, obviously, as a director, I put out the schedule, and it's, you know, you really need to be there. It's not just not just I'm making it.
You've got to clear those days before you take that
really,
role, don't you?
I really like that. That's true.
Yeah, indeed. And we are talking with Tammy and Lexi Niekamp about Mamma Mia coming to the Prescott Oaks Theater. A lot more coming up with them in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com. Don't go away.
There's no telling where you may end up. Mountains, lakes, trails, your aunt's place in Utah, it could be anywhere. Be ready with a 2019 Findlay Toyota Prescott RAV4 Hybrid. Rack your bikes and kayaks, cooler and tent. Your RAV4 Hybrid can go where you want to go with an amazing city highway combined 40 miles per gallon. Underneath rugged good looks is innovative engineering that makes RAV4 Hybrid the fastest in the lineup. During the national clearance event, lease a new 2019 Findlay Toyota Prescott RAV4 Hybrid for as low as $239 per month. Or buy with $1,000 cash back, plus get no payment for 90 days. Drive worry-free till November. Every new RAV4 Hybrid comes with Toyota Care, our complimentary maintenance plan for 2 years or 25,000 miles, and 24-hour roadside assistance for 2 years and unlimited miles. Findlay Toyota in Prescott and at FindlayToyotaPrescott.com.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy, and here at Findlay Toyota Prescott, we are everybody's hometown dealer.
Offers on approved credit through Toyota Financial Service. Lease for 36 months with $29.99 to its signing. Does not include tax, license, title fee, and $4.95 documentation fee. See dealer for details.
Celebrate the Mexican Pacific League on Saturday, August 31st, when the D-backs take on the Dodgers, and enjoy a free post-game concert featuring La Brisa. Visit dbacks.com. Presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos. The best deal in baseball is the D-backs Value Pack. Pick any D-backs game this summer and get a ticket, hot dog, and a Pepsi for just $25. Visit dbacks.com/value. Presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun-friendly salon. Let's go to Janessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Janessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Janessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Janessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:20 with Tammy Niekamp and Lexi Niekamp. They are here on behalf of One Stage Family Theater's production of Mamma Mia, coming August 24th and 25th. Two shows on Saturday, one on Sunday, correct?
Yes.
Lexi, what kind of demand does that do for you? Three shows within a little more than 24 hours?
It's crazy, but I think it's something that we've worked so hard for that doing three shows in like that amount of time is so well worth it because we've worked so hard for it already. So I feel like it's just keeping our adrenaline up and having those shows that close, honestly, like feeds the energy for the next show.
And like an actor who doesn't want to break character while they're on the set, you don't allow yourself to break character, do you, in that short of time?
Yeah, no. Yeah. Even like over our lunch or over our dinner between the two shows on Saturday. No. Yeah. The two shows on Saturday, we always are like still in character or we'll like quote our lines.
Sure.
just because.
To stay sharp.
Yeah, we just got to stay in the zone of it because if we do break character, by the time we come back, it's the end of the next show.
Oh, yeah. You know, speaking of the end of the next show, what's the longest running show you've ever been a part of in terms of how many weeks, how many performances?
There was one that was, I believe, 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and we took one of the shows down to Phoenix.
Oh, nice.
And so that's why, like, that's what had happened with it was there was 3 weeks here in Prescott and then we went down for the last week of Phoenix. So that was super long.
The reason I bring that up, and Tammy, I think you'll agree here too, when John Meyer was the executive director of the PCA years ago, he used to say one of the real strange things, the paradoxes about being in theater is right about the time you've got it exactly right, it's final curtain.
Yep.
And you may never see each other again. And that's gotta play with your emotions because you're so up and you're so much into the show and you're so tight for that show. Now, that's the last one. That's gotta be strange.
It is. It is strange, but being an actor or being a choreographer or being someone who's heavily involved in theater, there's always another one.
Oh, sure.
So you're always auditioning for the next one the next day.
How many shows have you done?
A lot. Over 100. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And you got started real early, didn't you, Tammy?
4 years old.
No kidding.
Yeah, it was just a fluke. Missoula was coming through. Missoula. And I said, yeah, let's go ahead and try it. We were in California, and she tried it, and she got the part of
one of the horses.
A horse. Yeah.
What a way to start.
Yeah,
there you go. Like you said, no small roles, right?
Right. No small. They stole the show. You know, it was a little dancing and singing they did, and the parents were all giggling and happy and to see their kids on stage, and the kids really.
When they hear that response,
yep,
oh boy.
And she got the bug right then. And I'm like, okay, let's keep trying and keep trying. And so here we are.
And you've choreographed and acted with a whole bunch of kids, haven't you?
Yes, yeah. All different ages, kids and adults. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something that's been crazy awesome is to expand more to the adult side too, so that it tests me a little bit too, because it's a whole different ball game when you're younger or older than the cast.
Yeah.
So Mamma Mia, we have ages from 5 all the way up.
Mm-hmm.
And so half of the cast is younger.
She says
than
all
me.
The way up and looks at me. I go, what's that supposed to mean?
We have half the cast is younger than me. Mm-hmm. And then we have a couple that are the same age as me. Mm-hmm. And then we have the rest of the cast who are older than me. And so it's really interesting to see the dynamics and the type of different respect levels that I receive as a choreographer and like what experiences I have witnessed and like gone through that'll help me grow as a choreographer.
Mm-hmm. And I remember a few years ago when you were in here talking about your brand new dance studio.
Yes.
How is that going?
It's going awesome. We did just expand.
Nice.
We went from 900 square feet to 5,000, over 5,000.
Holy smokes. Mm-hmm.
So now we have two studios within, which is absolutely amazing for Mamma Mia because the choreography, like my mom was mentioning, we have a lot of it, and we have a lot of different movement, and it's nice to be able to finally breathe in my space with a cast of over 20.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, indeed. Well, you can get tickets. Oh, by the way, before we talk about tickets, tell us about the One Stage Family Theater.
Okay, well, we started, I think, we're coming up on our fourth year, and we are fully funded through our next season, which is great because you have to, in order to promote anything, you have to buy the rights to different shows. That's the right way to do it. And so we're really fortunate to be able to know what our next season looks like already.
Sure.
So it's pretty neat. And we take everybody. We welcome parents, grandparents, kids. We have Narnia coming up, auditions for that.
Oh, nice.
Will be August 26th, our auditions, and that's all ages. And then we do our yearly Rocky Horror. But that funds our whole season.
There you go.
So even though that's not a family show, it funds our whole season, and it there's a cult following for that.
Mm-hmm.
As strange as it might sound to some people, this year we're actually doing the Shadowcast version of that.
kidding.
So we're not doing it live. We're going to do the Shadowcast version, and then next year we'll go live. But we're just kind of feeling it out and seeing what, you know, what the audience wants and is looking for. And so far we've had some pretty good responses for that. And then next year we're going to also, I'm going to sneak in this, but we're going to do West Side Story.
Oh, nice.
And Newsies.
Oh, how about
so,
that?
Yeah,
wow,
so Newsies
good for you.
Has been a dream of Alexis's since we saw it down mm-hmm. in Phoenix, and we've seen it on TV and all that.
Sure.
And so that's kind of like a dream role. So just getting those men and guys to come out from the woodwork and mm-hmm. do that. So that'll be in the summertime. So that'll be for next September. So that'll be a really fun show. And West Side Story is just a classic.
Of course.
I mean, it's just a
you mentioned West Side Story, and I mentioned John Meyer before. When John was doing that show several years ago at the PCA, I asked him, I said, John, if doing the stage managing for a standard drama is a 10, what is West Side Story? Because you've got dancing, you've got music, you've got fight scenes.
Mm-hmm.
What is West Side Story compared to a 10? He said about a 60.
Right. Yeah.
And wow,
I was in it.
She was in it.
And you were
so
in it,
it
so
crazy.
You know.
Yeah, we were fully enveloped in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally, we had to know what our stage managers were doing at all times. They had to know what we were doing. It was no longer like, hey, sit down while you wait to go on stage. I will come get you when it's your time. It's like, no, there's a fight scene happening. You need to make sure you're over there with that prop so that you can run across to give it to that person. We're just like, okay.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be fun and challenging.
It really is a network, isn't it?
It definitely is.
You mentioned stage. I have to ask you one question because you perform so many different shows, both as choreographer, as a dancer, singer, actress. What do you do when you first see the stage you're going to perform on? Because the Elks Theater is a relatively small stage. You've done the PCA too, right?
Yes.
The PCA, plus you have Stage 2, which is mm-hmm. a little black box theater.
Yeah.
And then you have, in some cases, Yavapai College Performing Arts
mm-hmm.
Center, which is a huge stage. And I'm from St. Louis, where the Forest Park Municipal Opera has the world's largest outdoor stage.
That's so cool.
I have stood on that. It's massive. So how do you have to scale up or scale down your dance numbers according to the size and the shape of the stage?
Walking the space is huge, simply because you not only have to walk the, like, stage space, but you have to walk the audience space because you want to fully envelop your audience. We're not, like, doing just a rock concert where mm-hmm. we kind of sit and sing and, like, everyone comes up to the stage to go, like, touch your hands and things like that, where it's, like, live theater is a lot more like we're trying to tell a story and trying to get it to you so that you walk out with something
mm-hmm.
different. So you walk out with a whole new perspective on what you had thought love was, for example, with Mamma Mia.
Sure.
So walking the space is huge. Also, scaling it, we try to do it as much as possible in the dance studio. And we use the mirrors a lot with that, and that's something that really helps is because the mirrors are your audience. So it's as if you're seeing yourself in those audience eyes, and what are you trying to tell yourself?
Mm-hmm. And, of course, if you have a much larger stage, you have to allow extra time for your entrances and exits and to hit their marks and everything,
100%, especially for dances. That's why one thing, when some of our dances start immediately, I have them already on stage so mm-hmm. that you're already in the blackout so that it doesn't even have to worry about it when we get on the stage.
Ooh, boy. There's a lot going on the audience doesn't know, isn't there?
100%.
Well, Lexi Niekamp and Tammy Niekamp, we can't wait for Mamma Mia. Three shows coming up, August 24th at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m., August 25th, a Sunday at 2 o'clock. Tickets are $20 and $15. You can call the Elks Theater box office, right?
Yes.
That's 777-1370. You can also go online to One Stage, that's the word one, onestagefamilytheater.com, correct?
Yes.
This sounds like a lot of fun. Tammy, Lexi, great to see you guys.
You
thanks
too.
For coming
thanks
in.
Thanks for having
it's gonna
us.
It's going to be a
thanks.
Knockout show. We look forward to it. Stay tuned because I've got Jim Gunby and Jesse Hands coming up in just a moment. We're going to talk about housing to alleviate homelessness in the Quad Cities. Coming your way in just a moment after local and state news and weather on Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.com.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. and you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LMS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to CenturyPainting.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Prescott, the Quad Cities, and Cottonwood. Are you ready for some honest debate? I'm Ben Shapiro, and I'm excited to be part of KQNA's lineup of live talk. My show is the fastest-growing conservative talk show and podcast in America. Our show is fast-moving, hilarious, hard-hitting, and comprehensive. Join me every weekday at 3 as we confront the liberal culture of fear and intimidation head-on with real facts and honest debate. Join us weekdays at 3 for the Ben Shapiro Show on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA.
Hi, this is Sandy with Yavapai County Contractors Association. Are you looking for summer work and over 18 years of age? Then YCCA might be able to help. Local tradesmen are hiring for the summer or even longer. Turn a summer job into a career. You can springboard your summer job into a lifetime of success. Call me, Sandy, at 778-0040 or email ycca@cable1.net.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Tuesday, the 13th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Wallach & Volk. Another day, another wrong-way accident in the Phoenix area.
A passenger car was traveling southbound in the northbound lanes when it collided with a semi-truck on the driver's side.
DPS spokesman Bart Graves says it happened at 5:23 a.m. on I-17 north of the Carefree Highway. The Prescott Valley Police Department will host a recruitment event.
This event starts at 6 tonight in the Police Department Training Room on Skook Boulevard.
We will have a notary on hand to help complete your documents. Background investigators will be available to answer any questions about the hiring process.
Prescott Valley Police Officer Jody Mullins explains,
applicants must submit an online application and attach a completed Arizona Peace Officer Standards and Training Board packet, also known as the AZ Post.
I'm Link Elliott reporting.
Sunny skies and dry all week. No monsoons in the forecast. A high today around 90. Wednesday and Thursday, 95. Friday, 90. In Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, cooling after bedtime to near 63 with clear skies. In Cottonwood and La Verde Valley, the same sunshine and clear nighttime skies. Highs near 102 today, 104 tomorrow and Thursday, 101 Friday. Cooling overnight to about 69. This news and weather, a service of Wallach & Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA. Like us on Facebook and listen live worldwide at KQNA.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop.
Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Recce Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Crossroads of the West Gun Show returns to the Findlay Toyota Center this weekend.
We're finding everything we're looking for, so we're impressed.
It's America's premier gun show with great deals on guns, ammunition, scopes, accessories, and more. Some at wholesale prices, plus jewelry, gift ideas, and door prizes.
We'll scour through, find the best bargain, come back and buy it.
Crossroads of the West Gun Show this weekend at the Findlay Toyota Center.
Awesome selection. Awesome, yeah, just a lot more than I expected to see.
All sales are conducted in compliance with applicable laws. You can buy, sell, and trade at all Crossroads Gun Shows.
There's a lot of propane companies out there, but not many that have been around as long as Yavapai Bottle Gas since 1987. Same owners, same values, and same fair pricing. Yavapai Bottle Gas has lots of options, too, like their pre-buy program or budget payment plans. You can always count on Yavapai Bottle Gas for straightforward, professional propane service where you want it, when you want it. Give your friends at Yavapai Bottle Gas a call at 776-9007, and don't forget to say thanks.
There are children in our community who need us. Take 3-year-old Lily, abandoned by her mother and neglected by a father who abused illegal substances. Currently, she lives in a foster home. Her volunteer advocate works with health specialists and the court to give Lily a chance for a brighter future. This is Quincy Castleberry. Stand up for children like Lily. Learn more about becoming a court-appointed special advocate by contacting the CASA office at 928-771-3165.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:37 on Q&A. We have in the studio Jim Gunby from Doran Homes and Jesse Hans from the Coalition for Compassion and Justice. Jim, why don't we start with you? Tell us about the joint project you and CCJ are working on.
DJ, we were approached by CCJ, and about the same time we had made the conscious decision that we wanted to do something because we were so blessed in this community and prosperous, we wanted to do something to give back. So it was kind of simultaneously they came and said, well, we've got a couple lots, and would you want to partner with us to help in homelessness, and I go, fits right up our alley, and it just was a natural fit. It just kind of seamlessly went together, and it was about took us about 3 seconds to say yes, and when we did, it's been really great.
So tell us about the lodges.
The lodges is a transitional housing project, and basically it's to empty the shelter. So the shelter down on Grove houses people in need, and as they progress, they move into the lodges. And the lodges, there's two homes that we've committed to build. Each of them have 4 to 6 bedrooms in them, and they have their separate entry to the outside. They're a home. I mean, it's a regular Doran home with all the nice features and all. And so they've got a common kitchen, 2 common baths, but they have their own exit to and from the outside. We had a groundbreaking ceremony a couple weeks ago, and now we're off and running. So the grading has started. I'd love to sit here and tell you we'd have them done by Christmas. I don't think we're going to make it, but early next year we'll have 2 homes. And I got to give a big kudos to our trade partners. Our owner, Dave Grounds, and I did a lot of just little mini meetings along with Jesse and her team at the CCJ shelter, explained what we're doing, and they said, yep, we're in. So we'll donate framing, concrete, whatever we needed. So a lot of the heavy lifting or the major trades are already spoken for. And so we're off and running. If we get more funding, more people stepping up, we can build 4 more of these. CCJ has the land. So as they're built, we're going to give them to the CCJ organization to use to to help the homeless, to shelter the homeless, transition them from the shelter through the lodges and then hopefully into public for sale for rent housing, or maybe their own home, might be a mobile home, might be something that they would have a title and a deed on.
Mm-hmm. So not only is it stability, it's also privacy and satisfaction of being self or independent, correct?
Uh-huh, yeah, and that and dignity. They're getting their dignity back.
Sure.
And it's not sleeping on a floor anymore, listening to somebody next to you snore. It's, gosh, I got my own home. This is part of the process to bring me along, and now I have a home, and I can call this little room, that's my home, and then transition that into their own structure of some sort.
And Jim, as you know, being a home builder and home seller, there is a certain aspect of being a homeowner where you have a stake in the community now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the pride of ownership. I mean, it's just as we talk about it, talk to the clients, the people mm-hmm. who will be living there, they're thrilled to death. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's exciting,
yeah.
and it's good for us. We're able to do something and improve the Prescott community. So
indeed,
doing something about it. So now, we're not going to end homelessness tomorrow afternoon, but we're sure on our way to doing something about it.
Jesse Hans, tell us about the Coalition for Compassion and Justice.
Absolutely. So we've always been an organization that serves those in poverty, but about a year ago, we made a real commitment to hone in on ending and preventing homelessness. So that's our mission. And our mission starts with reaching those who are in the shelter and helping them to live into their highest potential. And what we've found is the biggest impact we can have on those who are experiencing homelessness is taking them out of that situation. So we do that a little bit differently. So a lot of folks are familiar with housing first concepts, mm-hmm. which says someone who is homeless is not homeless anymore if you put them in a home. But we actually believe that there's another element there, which is coming in contact with people, getting to know them, really helping them to be prepared to care for and have a sustainable situation in a home. Mm-hmm. And then taking them through a possible spectrum of housing. So we want to create a spectrum all the way from $250 a month to fair market rate. What we know is that incremental growth works, and what we believe is that lives can be transformed. So mm-hmm. those are the two things that are kind of coming together here, is creating those different types of housing that can be the stair step into fair market rate housing. So like I said, that's affordable housing is a big thing for us. Our shelter has been running for 3 years now. We have 32 people every single night. Started out, it was 45 or plus. And so those numbers have gone down because we've housed people consistently over the last few years, and we see the decline in numbers. We also have advocacy, which is your normal case management type of role. So those folks, I call them our figure outers. So whatever challenge someone is facing, they're going to help them get through it, tapping into that person's agency and energy.
Mm-hmm.
We have home repair, which has been around since the very beginning. So
that's great right there.
Yeah.
Boy. Yeah.
Fixing people's homes with health and safety concerns so that they don't become homeless. And then we also have our employee readiness program. So we have a landscaping crew that goes out and does fantastic work. And that's a training program so that those folks can get jobs in the community. And then obviously our thrift store as well. So
mm-hmm.
Over on Fair Street, which yeah. we absolutely love. And
yeah.
you will find me shopping there often.
Very nice. I have to ask you, roughly, give me just a ballpark figure. How often do you hear from the people you're helping, how did I end up like this? Did they fall through the cracks in the system? Was it mm-hmm. one setback led to a spiraling down?
Yeah, we speaking with folks who are experiencing the situation, everything from I was just a paycheck away from homelessness and then I lost my job.
Yep.
To a serious trauma that created a depression that they just couldn't get out of that may have led to substance abuse. Folks that have been have had mental health issues for their entire lives and just never had a real solution.
Mm-hmm.
So all kinds of different things. And like I said, it really runs the gamut. We've had one of the guys that's on my board right now was a licensed contractor, owned his own business, was doing great in life. And through, the loss of his mother, deep depression, addiction, alcohol use. He lost it all, came to us, and now he's rebuilding a life that is beautiful. But it took a long time for him to get to the place where he could rebuild.
When I lived in San Diego, we lived near a church that was doing food giveaways to people who were pulling up in Lexuses and Mercedes, and all of their money was tied up in stuff they still owed money on, and all of a sudden, the source of income had dried up.
Yeah.
And around the same time, to this day, I can't go by the Bank of America building without being reminded of where I was 10 years ago. I was one of the recipients of Bank of America's EBT cards. Yeah. I was living on that for a while, on unemployment benefits. Thank God for those. So it's one of those things where they're before the grace of God for a lot of people, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't really look down on
I, too, have gone through a job loss where, you know, there's that fear of, okay, if I don't get something soon.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, and you know, we just before you came in, we were talking to people about, you know, the, stage production coming up, and every actor in Hollywood, because I lived in Los Angeles for several years, knows, boy, this is a great job. I got this gig, but it might be my last one ever. And you were a master of fine arts, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that something? So you had designs on some kind of performing, right?
Yeah.
So you'll get this analogy instantly. The lady who was the female lead on the TV series The Sopranos, Edie Falco, when she won her last Emmy Award for Best Actress, The Sopranos had just gone out of production. It was done. And she's on stage accepting this award, and I'll never forget what she said. She holds the Emmy and says, I'm really pleased that you think that I'm a good actress, but as of right now, I'm just a bad waitress.
Yeah.
How many people in performing arts could identify with that? So, Jim, tell us how long you've been involved with Dorn Homes.
I've been involved with Dorn's about 10 years now. So when Dorn decided to relocate from Southern Arizona, which is the Tubac and Green Valley area, they came up here. I helped them select a piece of ground, and we built some models and became partners and went to work for them. I became their broker, and then got bigger and bigger and more and more stuff to do, and a fantastic company. So.
And I know part of this program, part of the joint program we do, has to do with home repair, correct? How important is it for someone who is finally in their own home to know how the thing got put together and what to do when something doesn't go right?
It's huge. It's nothing will take a home down quicker than just disrepair or lack of maintenance.
Lack of it, yeah.
Yeah, lack of maintenance. Yep. So, you know, changing the air filters, taking the hoses off in the wintertime. I mean, simple things.
Sure.
So, yeah, it's big, really big.
And, Jesse, I know you'd like to shout out to some of the churches and society committees who help make all this possible. We've got a whole list here, everything from Granite Peak, the Sacred Heart, Prescott United Methodist, they're kind of close by, aren't they? First Baptist Church, American Lutheran, Christian Science, Trinity Presbyterian, Temple of Brith Shalom, all the way down the line. I mean, the cooperation in this kind of community is just wonderful, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And I think all of those organizations are amazing, and they were really our foundation 18 years ago. So now being in relationship with the businesses and Dorn's partners is amazing. We also need to say that there are four other organizations that do a lot of work with folks experiencing homelessness, and those are Catholic Charities, U.S. Vets, the VRC, and the VA. And so together, when we talk about ending homelessness, we're not doing that by ourselves. We're not doing that alone. We meet regularly and talk about where are the numbers, what do the numbers look like, and what can each of us do to house this many people this year. So, you know, how are we moving that needle? How are we actually going to get there? And then also some really crazy and creative ideas of what's the next step, which we've already started talking. I say it all the time. We need a forever campground for those folks who don't want to be in four walls. So
I was just going to ask you about that, because one of the phenomenons about this, some people prefer to be on their own, even if it means sleeping outside, right? You know, when I lived in California, there was a conundrum because we had so many homeless people in Southern California because the weather is beautiful. You're not going to freeze to death, fortunately. And they were not permitted to be in public parks at all. From 10 p.m. till 6 a.m., you can't be in the park. So the only time you can really take a nap is during the day in a public park if they don't, you know, wake you up and get you out of there. And that makes people, you know, see them when they're out and about, all those lazy people, stuff like this. No, no, no. That's the only time they can sleep sometimes. Yeah. What are some of the stigmas you address with people that they just don't understand about being homeless?
Well, all of that, which is, you know, I'm not just somebody that's lazy, but sometimes I'm awake at night because that's the only safe way to be out at night.
Right.
And that's kind of the start of how we got into the shelter business at all, is that our client said we need a safe and legal place to sleep. And so that's the beginning. And I think that the idea of a forever campground is a continuation. I don't think that people that don't want four walls don't want connection, belonging, and community. I think they don't want four walls. So how do we create something that meets the need they have for community that might not look like how you and I live, but it's healthy and it's well kept, all of those things. And I think the stigma of folks who are living in homelessness are that, you know, pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Trevor Noah has a great quote in one of his books that talks about, you talk about teaching a man how to fish, but if he doesn't have a fishing pole, he has a need. You give him a fishing pole and then he can fish. So there is a piece of that that says we've got to meet people's agency and energy and start to restore dignity and resilience, and then the person can live into their potential.
Do you find your clients want a hand up, not a hand out?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we charge $3 a night at our shelter, and you know, you don't
$3 a night?
Three whole dollars
a
night.
Oh my gosh.
And we don't hear complaints about that.
Yeah, I bet.
We have a belief that, you know, people want to give to what they have. Yeah. And so whether it's through chores in the morning or $3 a night, then they're earning their night's sleep, and that feels good.
Wow. Jim, how can people contact you with Dorn Homes if they have questions?
They can contact either through our website, dornhomes.com, probably be the best place, or our local office here. Our main office is 928-759-9805. Mm-hmm. Ask for me, ask for Sarah. We'll be happy to get them directed in the right spot. So
and we thank Sarah for setting up the interview, by the way.
Yeah.
And Jesse, how can people contact CCJ?
We're at 531 Madison Avenue. That's where our shelter is and where our administrative offices are, and we always have someone there. Or call 928-445-8382.
One last question I have to ask you on the air. Mm-hmm. How does a fine arts student end up with 14 years of community service like this?
You know, that's something I'm still trying to figure out for myself. I got addicted to hanging out with people, I guess, and hearing their stories and then, you know, helping out.
It really increases your empathy, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, to hear the stories.
It's great to hear those stories, too, because you help them out of it. That is Jim Dorn, and I'm sorry, Jim Gunby and Jesse Hans. Thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Stay tuned because I'll have Thursday's guests. No, not tomorrow's. We got baseball tomorrow. Thursday's guests coming away on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.com.
Get ready for Celebrate Life Health Expo 2019, sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Experience the biggest and best expo yet on Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Findlay Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Your mega adventure awaits you as you tour the world's only larger-than-life walk-through exhibits of the human body, Mega Body and Mega Heart, as well as Colossal Colon. You'll have experts guide you through these supersized exhibits as you learn how our mega marvelous bodies work. YRMC Celebrate Life Health Expo features health, wellness, and fitness activities for all ages. Enjoy self-defense, chair yoga, and recipe demonstrations. To information on healthy lifestyle choices and activities for the kids, you'll find something for everyone. Bring the whole family to YRMC Celebrate Life Health Expo at the Findlay Toyota Center in Prescott Valley, Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. For more information, visit yrmchealthconnect.org.
Hey, y'all, it's Rosie. Welcome to the broadcast. Every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
We're talking home security, and our Rosie certified partner, Fellow Windows, will discuss the features of their instinctive technology design that looks great and protects your home. We're off to Cowboy College, how to care for your garage door, and taking your questions about your house, home, castle, or cabin. So start the weekend at your Saturday morning happy place.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130 KQNA.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Warriors Heating and Cooling, Owls Auto Body, the Prescott Brewing Company, Wallach and Volk, Yavapai Block, Prescott True Value, Country Bank, Home Furnishings Direct, Cable One, Amco, Heritage Memory Mortuary, Barrett Propane, Bucky's and Yavapai Casinos, Catholic Charities, and Grand Canyon Financial. The Diamondbacks visit the Rockies Tuesday live at 5 a.m. 11:30 at 99.9 FM in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
Take a musical journey from New Orleans to New York without ever leaving Prescott. It's the Prescott Jazz Summit, August 23rd, 24th, 25th, featuring live concerts at the Elks Opera House, Ruth Street Theater, and the top floor of the Elks. Tickets available at PrescottJazzSummit.net. Proceeds benefit local school music programs. It's the Prescott Jazz Summit, August 23rd, 24th, 25th. Get tickets and check out the lineup of world-class musicians at PrescottJazzSummit.net. Brought to you in part by Arizona's Hometown Radio Group.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, speaking of the top floor of the Elks, our friend Tom Agostino has his big broadcast tomorrow night at 7 o'clock on the third floor, the Elks Crystal Hall. That's at 7 o'clock tomorrow, featuring Gail Steiger, Amy Hale, the Fare-Thee-Wells, and other special guests. Go to folksessions.com for information. And stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3, Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley at 4, then Diamondbacks Baseball at Colorado with the pregame show at 5, the first pitch from Coors Field at 5:40. They have a day game tomorrow with the broadcast at noon, first pitch 12:10. So join me back here Thursday with my guests Tom Rubino for the Eric Clapton tribute, Lori Walden from the Yavapai Humane Society, and Nancy Smirdell with Pastor Steve Francis from Mountaintop Christian Fellowship for their Market on the Move. That is Q&A Thursday, not tomorrow, Thursday at 2, when I will see you on the radio.
Been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.